Sunday evening, I spoke, and I phrased a lot of it around the song, Just As I Am. And the main message I was hoping to leave with you Sunday evening was that, sure, God will take you just as you are at any time in your life, and He does this later in our life if we rededicate ourselves to Him and ask Him to remove our sins that we've committed. He will do that just as we are. But the point I was making was that we'd probably like this in our own lives, to never be asked to change. But people on this earth are always expecting change, and even God expects change from us. He wants us to always be getting better. And if we've sinned and after we've baptized, He will forgive us, but He's asking us not to do those sins over and over. So not just our family members are asking for change, but our Lord and Savior, our God, He wants us to change also, wants us to be more like His Son. So I spent quite a bit of time, we went over the lyrics to the Just As I Am song, and just wondering which part of the scripture the writer of that song was thinking about when he used those words. And some of you may have seen a little bit of where I got some inspiration. I noticed when I was on this Facebook page, a few of you are friends to the same person that put this on, posted it. Apparently she had heard it from some of her husband's family, and she put it on Facebook, and I don't listen to everything. I don't watch every video that people put on, but I happened to do this one. And the title of it is God's Chisel, and it's performed by the Skit Guys. And if you want to see a better idea of what that I'm going to be able to produce, it has a couple actors in it, one playing a man, just a common man, and another person, if you can deal with it, is speaking as if he's God, and giving a mouth, a voice to God, and what God wants us to do. And if you'd like to turn to Ephesians chapter 2, this is the passage, we had a passage or a scripture out of this in our morning class, but I would like to read this chapter, Ephesians 2. And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works on the son of disobedience. If you don't know who that is, that's Satan. I'll read it again. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we are once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been made near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of division between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in Himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit. Going to be mostly thinking of things along verse 10 in chapter 2. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And another passage later on down in verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been made near by the blood of Christ. We've been made near to our Savior through his blood, if we have accepted him as our Savior. Most translations in verse 10 use his workmanship. God made everything pretty spectacular, didn't he? He made masterpieces. Now, we've had a few mentions in this service today about brothers who have physical difficulties, but we were made a masterpiece, and through injury, health, environment, other things also, the body has its problems, and I'm not unique, you're not unique. We all have our things that make us not quite the masterpiece that God created. The skit, as I said, was God's chisel. And actually, this man that was portraying God and giving the man advice, he actually has a hammer in his hand and a chisel in the other hand, and he uses it. And you hear the hammering sounds on the chisel, and he's behind the man and chiseling away in this video. God made a masterpiece when he made man, but he made man to worship him. And expects man to worship him. And this man, he said, I want to be your masterpiece, Lord, in his prayer. And I want to keep those things out of my life that you want out of my life. And keep those things in my life that you want in my life. And that's when this person portraying God actually appears. And he says, you're praying to God. I'm God. I'm here. And I have a hammer and a chisel in my hand. And he originally takes the hammer and takes the chisel and is ready to chisel in. And the man said, wait a minute, what's this? And they said, well, to be my masterpiece again, I need to take out all the things that have been added to my masterpiece or have taken over controlling my masterpiece. I need to take all those things out of your life. So that's why I need God's chisel to do that. I'm going to take out everything that I didn't put in. All of its dead weight. The man points to his midsection, muffin top you might say, and says, why don't you start here? But that's not where God was working on him. He was working through chiseling, chink, chink, through anger, a big one. Chiseling through pride, it's another one. And periodically the man can't take it anymore, he feels too much pain, and they have to have a chat. And he chinks some more, and he says, you compare yourself to too many other men and not to God, not to my son. Chink, chink. That's laziness. Chink, chink. That's pretend busy. And then he spends some time in an area and he draws the man to jerk away, and he says, that's lust. He says, I don't have a lust. The man portraying God says, look in the mirror, and who do you see? Who do you see? He says, I see me. He says, you need to see Christ. He says, if I appear to be too Christ-like, people will consider me uncomfortable to be with or holier than thou. And the person playing God says, let God be over you your whole life and not just temporarily. And the man has trouble with issues, and he says, what do you want? You want control, or you want me to chisel? And the man says, I want you to chisel. And God reminds him that insanity is doing the same things over and over, expecting a different results. And the man says, well, I can't be good. And God tells him, I made you good. I let you down. And God tells him, I hold you up. The man says, I'm just a scared kid, not knowing how to deal with the world. And God tells him, you're listening to all the wrong voices, and you let those add things to your life that make you not think as much of yourself as you should. God doesn't make junk. God makes masterpieces. Turn everything over to God. Work out your own salvation. We turn everything we want to, we still need to look and see what we aren't giving up. We think sometimes by surrendering to God that things will be easy. But the man playing God tells him, things will never be easy, but you need to leave those things alone that are not there by me. In other words, get back to the masterpiece that I created, because God doesn't make junk. I told you Sunday night that I had two songs that I was basing my thoughts on. Just As I Am was our thoughts and our relationship when we are accepting God, when we realize that Jesus has died for our sins. He will take us any way we are at that point. But he expects change. And how do we keep that change? There's a word in the song, closer. It's a closer walk with God. It reminded me of another, how do I stay close to God? We look in Genesis 2. It made me think of another CL word, which isn't mentioned in my translation. I think you know what it is when I read it. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. There's a word in mine says cling, that join can be cling. I think I always remember it as cleave. Now, cleaving to another can be reproduction, but the kind of cleaving I want you to think of this morning is being so close to something that you're not away from it. You don't fall away from it. We need to cleave to the Lord. And so when I saw the word closer and some of the things I've been thinking about this week, we need to cleave to the Lord. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to Thee. Start with the first of it instead of the second. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to Thee. In the chorus, just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. And the last verse, when my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to Thy kingdom shore, to Thy shore. Just lost a sister in this congregation. Imagine she was gently guided safely o'er to the kingdom on the other side. God didn't make junk. God made a pretty good masterpiece when He made man. And it was perfect until sin entered the world, and then man had to die. Women had to suffer. God didn't make junk, but it depends on what we listen to. If we allow junk in our lives, or if we become junk. When you look at this world and see some of the activity reported on just the news or some of the entertainment channels, you think there's a lot of junk out there. But God didn't make them that way. God didn't make you that way. He didn't make me that way. He made a masterpiece, and He expects us to be close to Him, to cleave to Him. That's the only way we can keep from getting away from God in a place where He doesn't recognize us as His creation. We're going to close. Offer you the gospel invitation this morning. Just as I am, everyone here can identify with that this morning. Just as I am right now, either good or bad, somewhere in between. We can identify when we first accepted Jesus as our Savior, when we were baptized. We can look back to that and think of just how we were at that time. We know we have sinned since then, and we have prayed to remove that sin from our life. Some sins need a little more than that. We need to come before our congregation, for the Lord, and acknowledge those sins. And God will make us just as white as we were when we first accepted Him. But do we want to let God down by not being a better person, a growing person in the Lord? To do that, we need to cleave to Him, walking a closer walk. So wherever you are this morning, whether you've never accepted Jesus Christ, we urge you to do so. Whether there's some other way we can help you be closer to your walk with the Lord, we urge you to do that as we stand and sing the song that Randy's going to lead.